Joining us now is a great friend and someone who has covered the NFL for a long time here in New Orleans. He worked for the Times-Picayune. He is Jeff Duncan. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, Vic. Welcome to town.
Well, thank you. And the Southern hospitality, the New Orleans hospitality is everything it's cracked up to be. Always love being here. This is the 10th Super Bowl in New Orleans. I think I've been to 8 of them, something like that. I've been to a bunch of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of history here. Some of the great games in Super Bowl history have been played here. A lot of the starts of dynasties began here. Or the Patriots won their first Super Bowl here. I think the Cowboys and the Steelers, I think, won their first Super Bowls in New Orleans. And so this being the 10th one, of course, the city is very excited. It's the first one post-Katrina.
Right.
That's going to be a storyline all week long. The renovated Superdome, which I'm sure you've been in, multi-phase renovation after Hurricane Katrina, but also just the city itself, the NFL obviously rewarding New Orleans post-Katrina, and a chance, I think, for the city to show off the progress and recovery of the city post-Katrina. I think it's really a remarkable gesture by the league, but I also think they understand that it's a great place to have a Super Bowl.
It is, and you know, I feel almost embarrassed to say this, but it was a thought that went through my mind. It was not the thought, and it was not the, and it took a while before this registered, obviously for obvious reasons. But when I watched the devastation down here back in 2005, and was taking it all in, part of me said, are they going to be able to have a Super Bowl there again? Because it's like the best Super Bowl city of them all, in my book. And again, I assure you, I was in proper perspective. I mean, but it does, it crosses your mind because you do think about how cities, what your connection is to cities, and that's been my strongest connection to this town, along with a lot of other folks who've covered the NFL. And it's amazing. And this is what I want you to walk me through is just remembering what that was, Jeff, back then, to where we are now, and that, you know, did you envision ever that this day would come for New Orleans?
Well, it was hard to, it's hard to really have any kind of proper perspective when you were in the middle of it, frankly.
Right.
I was covering the storm as basically a news reporter right as soon as it happened. We weathered the storm. So, frankly, it was difficult to tell what was going to happen to the city, but there was definitely concern. There's no question. None of us knew. This was already, and you know this, Vic, pre-Katrina, this was one of the smallest, poorest markets in the league anyway.
Sure.
And so to have something of that magnitude, the catastrophic event that it was, I don't think any of us knew, including the NFL, that this city could support an NFL team, much less bring a Super Bowl back here at the time. But I credit Paul Tagliabue and his vision, Roger Goodell, who was the COO then. They decided to give New Orleans a chance. At least let's see if this thing will work out. And they brought New Orleans back here, the Saints back from San Antonio, and that was a controversial time, as I'm sure you know. But they gave New Orleans a chance to prove itself, and I think that's all the people here wanted was a chance to prove itself, and it's played out remarkably. The organization on and off the field, the Saints organization, is better than it's ever been. Obviously, a lot of that's attributable to Drew Brees and Sean Payton, the leadership on and off the field. I don't think anybody envisioned that. Roger Goodell, certainly, and Paul Tagliabue have to be tickled to death with their way things have played out here. And I think this Super Bowl is a gesture by the league to reward the people who really brought this city back on their own shoulders.
And does it – is it having sort of that effect that I know there was so much connection to the Saints' success and the Saints winning a Super Bowl as they did – post-Katrina and how much pride was tied, how much that was a big storyline in that Saints Super Bowl run. Is the same feeling or if you could give me a sense of what the impact is to those in this community to host the event as opposed to rooting on their team, bringing pride to the area, even though that particular Super Bowl was played in South Florida?
Well, we've had, like we said, 9 Super Bowls before, but this one's going to be different in the fact that it is a chance now for the city to show itself off. A lot of people that are going to come in this week probably have not been back here since Hurricane Katrina or maybe weren't even here before, until before Katrina. So this will be a chance to let people know that the city has made remarkable progress. You can come down here and still have a great time with all the great food, mm-hmm. the music, everything that goes into New Orleans makes it such a great travel destination. But more so also, you can show parts of the city where it has not recovered. And frankly, there's some areas of town, neighborhoods, vast areas that still have a long way to go that are going to take maybe years, maybe decades to come back in the end. So it's a dichotomy we live every day, and it's a complex story. It's more than just, hey, the French Quarter's back.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Lower Ninth Ward. It's not back. There's areas in between that. The whole mm-hmm. city's kind of in a midst of recovery, some further along than others. But I think the city is the remarkable run we've had in the last few years with the Final Four here last year,
right.
the Women's Final Four coming up. We've had the NBA All-Star Game. This is going to be the signature event. This is the one everybody's pointed to, and I think the NFL will make this a celebration of New Orleans this
sure.
week, and it's going to be done on a global stage.
Jeff Duncan from the New Orleans Times-Picayune joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Radio Row of Super Bowl 48 in New Orleans, a great city of New Orleans. Jeff, when it comes to just what you were saying, those areas, those vast areas that are still not recovered from an event that really happened so long ago, and you being part of this community and understanding the people who live here and knowing people on both ends of that spectrum, how do they view this? Do they take anything from the fact that, okay, the Super Bowl is here, or do they say, hey, you're here, this big event has come to town, the big NFL circus is in town, don't forget us. How's that being handled? And I'm sure your newspaper's covering that angle.
Well, I think mainly people see this as a huge economic engine for the city. I mean, it's going to drive hundreds of millions of dollars into our local economy. The hotels have all been sold out for a week. There's mm-hmm. 36,000 hotel rooms in downtown New Orleans. So it's a huge event economically for the city. And I think more important, though, is what we alluded to earlier, the chance to broadcast around the globe the images of our city, mm-hmm. to show areas that maybe 7 or 8 years ago were devastated and now are thriving. And in
right.
some ways, the city is better than it's ever been. I think that's one of the truly remarkable things is there's a silver lining to this catastrophe, and that was we had a chance to really start over from scratch
right.
in so many areas. The education system, which was so poor here, really needed to be just broken and started from scratch. It has been, and now we're a thriving educational model for the rest of America. Mm-hmm. People come from all over the country here to study what's going on in New Orleans.
Right.
That never would have happened pre-Katrina. The healthcare industry is so much better. The infrastructure is being rebuilt in such an old city, a centuries old city.
Right.
It takes a lot of money to rebuild a city that's this old. And it took that federal influx of dollars to be able to do it. So, and the Saints were like that. I mean, they're really just symbolic, and the Superdome itself symbolic, really, of a larger story. And that is, you know, that rebuilding
sure.
the team, rebuilding the stadium, rebuilding a great American city.
Another part of the story involving New Orleans, of course, is the Saints. And this one, I mean, where the post-Katrina story is one of hope and encouragement and you know, fighting back and coming back and rooting for that underdog, if you will. The Saints story is just a bizarre one with the whole Bounty Gate thing. And obviously there's been a Browns connection with that, with Scott Fujita playing for the Browns post-Saints and tracking it along those lines, his availability or lack thereof according to that to the suspension and then how it all eventually got overturned. And here's the league. Here's Roger Goodell in town with the league. As a symbol of that Saints ugliness and a lot of angry Saints fans who aren't surely welcoming him with open arms to town. So as someone who covers that team and understands that story, how does that play out against the backdrop of the Super Bowl?
Well, it was going to be a dominant storyline if Roger Goodell did not reinstate Sean Payton. I still think it's going to be a story, but I don't think it's going to dominate the headlines. And certainly there's some concern with local organizers, with the league itself, that something there could be some kind of incident. Because I've never seen quite the animosity towards any one individual. Even Michael Brown, when he was running FEMA after Katrina, the the rancor towards Roger Goodell is unlike anything I've ever seen, and it's fairly universal.
Mm-hmm.
His handling of the bounty investigation, I think people feel like it wasn't properly adjudicated from the start. You can argue that, and people have, but I think the league stepped in at some point. But and the first smart move Roger Goodell made was bringing in Paul Tagliabue to hear the bounty hearings.
Right.
And I think that was a step towards getting back in good graces with Saints fans. Him reinstating Sean Payton, I think, was a strategic olive branch last week. And now maybe we can move forward with the storyline about New Orleans and what we've talked about tonight, mm-hmm. as opposed to the lingering, unwielding, complicated bounty story, which is really unlike anything I've ever covered.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to get your perspective on it because you've covered the league so long, but I've never seen a story that just kept on going.
Oh, it was, and that's just what it did. I think from the standpoint of and having covered this as long as I have, this league, never seen anything that had that kind of embedded itself in almost every kind of conversation on a regular basis, and whether you talked about NFL on a local level as we do with this Brown show, or on a national level as they do with SiriusXM NFL radio, it's always there. It was always the backdrop. It's like, here's a football discussion, name the month, and Bountygate came up in it. And it still had, you know, obviously long tentacles, but weird tentacles, and how it affected the lives of all the people involved. And you mentioned Sean Payton, and certainly Greg Williams now, you know, trying to get himself back in there. But the players, the uncertainty that hovered over all those players involved, and again, one that we were closely monitoring in Scott Fujita. And it was bizarre.
Yeah, and I think the league had no way of knowing that this thing was going to be as unwielding as it was.
Yeah.
And they suddenly found themselves. Paul Tagliabue, who I interviewed last week, said that he found Roger Goodell was in an impossible position. He was not going to be able to win this.
Right.
It was going to continue to be litigated potentially for another year or two, and that's why he stepped in and vacated the player suspensions. He just wanted to get it off the headlines.
Get it over with. Yeah.
Move it on.
I think
we all agree. Yeah. Let's move on from that. I think the commissioner sent a loud, clear message.
Well, Jeff, tremendous to have you break this all down for us, and I knew you would. And really, I can't tell you how happy I am to be back here for a Super Bowl. I say it again. I'm about as favorite a city as any for this event, in so many different ways. And I'm happy for you and others who live down here. Just your stamina and everything that's taken, the strength to kind of overcome and deal with. And I know you on a personal level dealt with a whole lot. And to have you sitting here with me on this set is a wonderful thing. I'm truly appreciative of it.
Well, thank you very much, Vic. That means a lot. And I tell you, we're really excited for this week ahead. I think it's going to be a spectacular week. I hope we have a great game on Sunday.
Yep.
The weather's cooperating. So now everybody can get out and enjoy some of that great New Orleans hospitality we all love.
No doubt. He is Jeff Duncan from the New Orleans Times-Picayune, kind enough to join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up from Radio Row Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans on ESPN 850 WKNR.